Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whosoever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat and drink what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Christ, today in the Gospel, we notice how Jesus sent forth the 72 disciples. Previously, we have read how he sent forth the 12 apostles. Today, we are reading how he sent forth 72 disciples. The number 72 should not be just seen as only 72 people. The number is symbolic. It means all of us, we are being sent to become the disciples of Jesus. And Jesus gave the instructions to those he sent. He told them, "Do not carry anything. Just rely on what people will provide for you." That reminds us that as he is sending us forth, we have to rely on him, because it is not about us, it is about him. He will tell us what we will preach. He will strengthen us. And we are being reminded today, my dear friends, that this mission is not just for particular people, but for all of us. We can evangelize in so many ways. Now, let me give you an example. Yesterday, I visited the kids who are preparing for the catechism. And there was a class. When I got there, I was asking them, why did they come? Who asked them to come? Majority of them told me that it was their grandmother that encouraged them to come. And that was great. For me, those grandmothers that encourage them to come, they are the disciples of Jesus. And we can do it. There are so many ways that we can do that. We have to remember that these little kids, they can't do anything, but if we encourage them, they will. It was my mom that encouraged me to join the altar service. And from serving on the altar as a little boy, as a kid at the age of 10, today I'm a priest. She was the one that sowed the seed of faith. And we can do that. And that is what the gospel today reminds us, that in our little ways, we can sow this seed. We can evangelize. Every one of us will not be a priest. Every one of us will not be a teacher. But in our ways, we can do it. Just say it. Just encourage people. Share your love for God with other people. Tell people what God has done for you. Tell people what Jesus had done for you. In doing that, you are converting. You are evangelizing. And also, there is another thing that we have to think about. Whenever our kids or our grandkids are celebrating birthday, as a grandmom, as a grandpa, always encourage them. Bring them to church. Let them receive the blessings of God. Buy rosaries, buy scapulars, and give them as birthday gifts. They will never forget. They will never forget. So doing these little things will make impression in the lives of our grandchildren. And if we are doing that, we are evangelizing. We are disciples of Jesus. So my dear friends in Christ, let us pray that God will give us the grace to take up this responsibility in our own ways so that we can make disciples of all nations. We can bring souls to God. It is very important.